So like epistles from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his holy blessing be with us all, amen. But let none of you suffer as a martyr, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matter. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one sacrificially saved, where will the ungodly and the sinners appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him, and doing good as to a faithful Creator. The elders who are among you, I exhort, I whom am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by complication, but willing, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lord over those who instruct to you, but being example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appear, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you younger people, yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be some business to one another and be clothed with humility for God. Resist the proud, but give grace to the humble. Do not love the world or all the things in the world. The world is passing away and it's lost, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Estoy no fin. Exotemos.